I think it's so easy to expect the next shoe to drop versus kind of enjoying whatever's happening in the moment that is joyful. I know I've shared this before, but I had a hard time saying like I was okay, like I had a good day and really mean it. Like to enjoy my day was like almost like I couldn't declare, you know, that today was a good day because it just felt too good to be true. And I didn't really notice how much I wrestled with having true joy and really a good day and being happy and joyful versus how much I related to maybe expecting the worst or waiting for the next shoe to drop. We often will think, you know, things are good right now, which means something bad must be coming. And again, I've lived in this. And if this is something that you've thought, today's episode is just going to help you understand why. And maybe just one step in how to stop living in that constant state of just waiting for something bad to happen. Waiting for the worst is exhausting, but it often feels familiar to us and it feels a little comfortable, even if we say, I'm not happy. You might not think of it even as maybe an anxiety. You might call it even being realistic or not wanting to get your hopes up. I think a lot of us have probably said, I'm just being realistic. XYZ can happen. But we don't recognize how quickly that this pattern can rob us of counting it all joy or having peace and just the ability in itself to feel safe with God. Even in my own life, I've had to come to this place of how safe do I really feel with God? How honest can I be with the Lord? And I think for me, I grew up just wanting to always white knuckle my way through things. I'm really good at pushing through. I am really good at a to-do list and go, 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 go. What I'm not good at is slowing down, enjoying the moment, being present, because for me, just moving, going fast, and even expecting the worst or waiting for things to happen just felt natural to me. And it wasn't until this year that when I started slowing down, I started to realize how much my body didn't feel safe because my nervous system didn't trust it. And in return, that all stems from my own place with the Lord. Where did I not trust Him? Where was I bracing and not even realizing it? And this is something that I teach inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, kind of how our body can hold on to fear when your mind knows that God is good. It's something I really want to help my clients work through, kind of that bridging they got from mental to the emotional piece, because a lot of my clients will say, I know what God says, but I just don't feel it. And so there's gaps and we don't always have to feel God, and I digress, but I think that recognizing even phrases we might use that feel innocent can also be very helpful because you might not even realize that you're somebody that is kind of waiting for the worst. So maybe you say something like, I don't want to get too comfortable. It won't last forever. It never does. Or maybe something bad always happens after something good. This is something that I've even had to work through sometimes with some of my clients, where if I expect the worst, I won't be disappointed. And so much of this is not about personality. It's about protection. You are protecting yourself. Sometimes it's even us trying to control how much pain we have or don't have. And oftentimes this can just come from past disappointment, maybe some unresolved emotions, fears, our own dysregulated nervous system, our own safety or not safety with the Lord. And we just kind of want to recognize that. Job 3:25, it says, what I feared has come upon me. So Job lived braced for disaster before disaster ever came, not because of a lack of faith, but because fear had shaped his expectation. God doesn't shame fear, but He invites us out of this posture of bracing, like, will you trust the Lord? Something I think that is important is my clients always hear this from me is how we have to keep both hands open and not shy away from pain. But I know that since we live in this world broken by sin, we are going to have pain instead of trying to swear it off. Our nervous system can get conditioned for this, kind of like, okay, I'm going to expect the worst. I'm going to wait for the next shoe to drop, because it's like our bodies haven't learned that safety can last. It's kind of like safety is short term. And I learned this about myself is that when I'm resting, when I can just enjoy reading a book on the couch or journaling with the Lord, whatever it is my body kind of associate being calm with danger, because calm came before the chaos in your past. You can probably know when maybe somebody was quiet, things felt calm, that you knew something was coming. And so your nervous system kind of keeps you alert so you won't be blindsided again. It's protection, it's survival. And this is really the deeper work. That's why I created my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. So you don't have to keep healing this by yourself or trying to talk yourself out of it. You can heal by retraining your mind and renewing your mind with truth. You can head to the show notes, click on the link, and get started today learning to renew your mind. So how do we stop this? I do this personally, and I try to do it often, is let yourself experience the good for 5 seconds. I call them joy snapshots. So when things feel good and you immediately tense up, maybe practice yourself just feeling the goodness for 5 seconds, just five. And this can just, in a short amount of time, tell your nervous system this good is not dangerous. Now, of course, we have to continue with this in repetition, but this can help rewire your capacity for joy because we're focusing on the good, right? So I call them joy snapshots. So whether it's looking at a sunset, watching your child do something that's funny, maybe it's a cat sleeping a certain way, whatever it is that you're just like, oh, so cute. Oh, love this. So beautiful. I want you to stay there for just a second. And I want you to breathe for a few seconds, but I want you to close your eyes too and take it like a snapshot, like you're taking a picture. I want you to take it in. I want you to notice the what you're feeling when you're enjoying that moment. It's made a big shift. And since I have these joy snapshots, kind of like cameras, you know, pictures in my camera roll, is I can go back to some of these joy snapshots and remember how I felt, and my body will produce those same feelings. It's pretty amazing. I want you to try this when you are trying to stop the worst case. We want to start to train our bodies, our nervous system, that good isn't dangerous. The second thing that you can do is borrow God's perspective. So when you feel yourself spiraling, pause and ask, how does God see this moment? When you want to think the worst or you're waiting for the next shoe to drop, how does God view just this moment? Not the whole situation, not what's to come, just this moment. And that can interrupt the fear's momentum. But remember that your goal is to not ever feel pain again. That's not the goal. The goal is when it comes, how quick am I to get out of this? How quick am I to return back to the good? So practice those two, especially the joy snapshots. Ask yourself, how does God see in this moment, interrupting the fear's momentum? So this week, notice when you're bracing. Notice the phrases you say. Notice when your body tightens in anticipation, because awareness is always that first step towards healing, even before change happens. We are just not created to live all the time bracing for the worst. We're just not. God did not design our nervous systems that way to live in threat mode. He designed us to live in peace, in safety with Him, first and foremost. And from that, everything else flows. Seek first the kingdom. Seek first him. So he invites us into this place of safety, and it has to be learned. I completely get that. There's probably been things in your life that has felt like you have broken that trust. Maybe you're angry at God. Maybe you don't feel safe with God. Maybe things have happened, but God has never broken his promise to us, but people in this world have. I just want you to know that you don't have to live in a constant state of anticipation of pain. If today's episode made you realize that you've been living in that constant state, waiting for the shoe drop, maybe that pattern, I just want you to know you're not alone and you don't have to stay there. And this really is the kind of deep emotional work that I do with the women in my one-on-one coaching and also inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. And if you've been sensing that God is leading you to finally understand your triggers, to calm your body and to renew your thoughts, now is the perfect time to begin. The link is in the show notes, and I would love to walk through this with you. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.